This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be talking to Dr. Terry Fisher about a study that she just recently published that debunks the stereotype that men think about sex all day long. Later in the show, Paul F. Becker will be on, and we will be talking about the effects of pulsed electromagnetic fields in our environment and their effects on pain and possibly pain relief. Before we get started, I have to make a couple announcements. First of all, Southern Research Companies, the premier peptide supplier in the United States, all of their peptides come from Tier 1 labs. They are now offering exclusively to my audience a 15% discount. They're already highly competitive prices on peptides. When you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN15, S-U-P-E-R-H-U-M-A-N, the number one, the number five, you will get an additional 15% off your purchases at Southern Research Companies. A little bit of my shameless pimping right now. I was just interviewed yesterday for National Public Radio, the It's Your Health show with Lisa Davis, and that will be airing next week. I'll give you guys a head up. They interviewed me about my opinions on health, raw milk, soy. We just ran the gamut. It was a great interview, and I'll keep you apprised of when that's going to air on NPR so you can listen in your own market. And in January, look for me on Fox and Friends on the Fox News Network. I will be a panel guest. I've been invited once again, probably because of my zealot attitude about health and fitness and especially about nutrition. So I'll keep you guys apprised of the actual dates so you can tune in and tweet while I'm on the air. Okay, this first interview with my guest, Dr. Terry Fisher, professor of psychology at Ohio State University, talks about the stereotype that men think about sex all day long. How you doing, Dr. Fisher?
I'm great, thanks.
And this, you know, obviously, I want to share with the audience some of the things that we talked about off the air for a minute. This is a serious study, a very, very serious work of yours, but yet it's been picked up by mainstream media and in some cases used as a tongue-in-cheek type of a topic. What shows have you heard them talk about your research?
Well, there was a little joke on the Colbert Report. And Saturday Night Live has actually had jokes about it on their weekend update twice. Once when there was some initial media coverage in May, and then again in their most recent show. So that's kind of fun.
That's really cool. I mean, to be immortalized on Saturday Night Live, that's huge. I have to be honest with you. I'm quite jealous, to be honest.
Well, my sons are impressed.
Yes, there you go. But the mainstream media has also been picking it up in a more serious manner. Why did you do this research in the first place?
Because there's actually very little good research on this topic. Everybody thinks that this has been studied in the past, and people think that they know that men think about sex constantly. But when I was talking about gender differences in my human sexuality class a couple of years ago, I mentioned that there's really very little good research. All but one of the studies that had been done in the past had simply relied on retrospective self-report, mm-hmm. you know, asking people, so how many times a day do you think about sex? And human beings are not very good at estimating that sort of thing. And in addition, their answers are going to be affected by what they believe is the case.
Right, or what they think you expect to hear, especially in men's cases when it comes to sexuality.
Absolutely. So I threw out to my students sort of an open invitation that if any of them were interested in helping me study this, I would be happy you know, to have their assistance. So independently, two different students, Zachary Moore and Mary Jo Pittenger, approached me, eager to work on the project. So they actually became part of my research team, and we sat down and we planned the best way we could do it within the constraints of our budget, which was $500.
Wow.
And it was actually Zach's idea to use golf tally counters. And so we had our participants carry these tally counters either in their hands or on their belt loop or in their pockets.
Right.
They kept track. Every time they thought about a particular topic, they kept track. We we didn't ask everybody to track their thoughts about sex. We asked some people to keep track of their thoughts about food, and we asked others to keep track of their thoughts about sleep. So they were just tracking one area of need-based thought over a one-week period.
Right. That's pretty cool. Now, I tell you why I think this is important, to have this benchmark of the frequency of thinking about sex and its influence on libido, because I have been talking about on my show for the past year or so this notion that we have kind of made sex parlor discussion, Vogue discussion, kind of tongue-in-cheek. We talk about sex, but sex and libido are really, really critically important benchmarks for overall health. When you look at various species, when famine occurs, when there is a threat to the species, the desire for sex drops as a mechanism to protect the species, protect what's left of it, especially in the cases of famine and illness and so on. So while other people look at libido as something to talk about at the gym, I look at it as an indicator of overall health of individuals and a society. And so I think it's important. At first, when I looked at your research, I thought, wow, why did you just do it with college students? But I'm glad you did it with college students, because it is easy to assume that at that age, we are the most robust. We are in the prime of our sexual cycle, if you will, because as an organism, our duty is just, we have one job, procreate and die, when you really look at it. And so I think it's great, because we will have a benchmark to then look at as we age. And as we age, in comparisons, this could be an indicator for overall health for some people.
Well, I think you're right. We wanted to use college students for a couple of reasons. First of all, we had no money to pay participants. And so college students are really the easiest group to obtain.
Yeah, you just promise them some ramen noodles and they're there, right?
Right. So. But in addition, that's the age group that's been studied most often with regard to their sexuality. Much of what we know about sexual functioning comes from, 18 to 22-year-olds. And so I really wanted to look at that group to examine the sex difference. That's what my primary interest was, the difference between males and females, not so much the absolute number, even though that's what the emphasis in the media has been. College students are at an age when gender differences are likely the greatest with regard to sexuality. I would predict, therefore, that if we used a group of 40-year-olds, the gender differences would be smaller.
Really? That's interesting.
So, well,
how many men and how many women were actually in the study?
We had 163 women and 120 men.
Okay. And of those individuals, every one of them carried a little golf tally counter, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so they were not only keeping track of, because those talliers have three different inputs, right? They have three different little counters in them, correct?
Not the one we used.
Oh, okay. Because I thought they had three little counters in them, kind of like the ones that the umpires use, ball strikes and hits or something like that.
No, these are very small, and you can just keep track of only one thing at a time.
So did they keep track of just food, just sleep, and just sex at different intervals throughout the study, or were some in the group keeping track of one thing and not the other?
Yes, for a full week, they were keeping track of only one type of thought. So some of them tracked their sexual thoughts, some tracked their thoughts about food, and others tracked their thoughts about sleep.
Okay, I want to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to start delving into the results and get a better idea of what you learned from this study. We're talking with Dr. Terry Fisher, professor of psychology over at Ohio State University, dispelling the myth that men think about sex all day long. See, we're not dogs. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Terry Fisher, professor of psychology at Ohio State University. Not to be confused with University of Ohio. About the differences between men and women and the frequency in which they think about sex. And obviously food and sleep, which also, I think, two of Maslow's requirements for sustaining life. Okay, so let's delve into this. How frequently did the men think about sleep?
Well, the median number of sleep, I'm sorry, the median number of thoughts about sleep per day for men was 4, but I'm looking at the wrong column. That was actually what they predicted.
Okay.
The actual median was 11.
Wow.
Which actually serves to illustrate the difference between when you have people predict or estimate how often they think about things and how often they really do.
Really?
Because we had them predict ahead of time or estimate for us how much they think about each of these areas in a 24-hour period. So, yes, median for men was 11 times. Looking at the mean, it's quite a bit higher. It's 29. But I've been stressing the median in most of my interviews because that is not as influenced by the extreme scores.
Okay.
Some of the men were thinking quite a bit about sleep.
Yeah,
there was one man who thought about it, he claimed 253 times a day.
That was what he predicted or that's what he clicked?
No, that's what he actually tallied up on his tally
Holy
counter.
Mackerel.
Right, right.
That's
the
a
highest
lot of sleep.
Right.
Holy mackerel.
And indeed, there was a lot of variability in the male scores for all three areas, which is why the means are so much higher than the medians. The medians are like 50th percentile.
Gotcha.
And therefore a better guide of what's going on.
How frequently did women actually think about sleep?
About 9 times a day.
So not too far off.
Not a huge difference, no.
Yeah. Okay. I would have to guess that guys think about food a lot more often than women. Am I wrong?
Well, a little more often. The median for males was a little under 18, and for females it was 15.
Yeah. Yeah, so that just shows you that the three of those times the guys are thinking about taking a girl to lunch as opposed to just eating by themselves.
Right.
That's why they had 3 more occurrences. So.
But if you look at the mean scores, there's a larger difference. So the mean for the males was 25 times a day.
Okay, explain the mean versus the median to me.
Right. So the mean is what people think of as the average.
Okay.
And so that's just the total number of thoughts divided by the number of participants.
Okay.
Whereas the median is the 50th percentile. And with variable data like these, you know, the median is a better guide to what was going on in the typical individual.
I gotcha. Okay. Because the other numbers are actually skewed just by volume, if you will.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. So now let's get down to it. How frequently did men think about sex?
The median was a little under 19
okay.
for men.
Okay.
And for women, it was a little under 10.
Okay, about half as much.
Correct.
So women are thinking about sex half as much as men are thinking about it. But still, 19 is not all day long.
19 is not all day long. It's a little less than once an hour if you assume that this guy's sleeping at least some of the hours in the evening.
Well, and I remember some of the original postulations about how often men think about sex was like once every 10 seconds or something, which they kind of paint the picture of men as having the attention span of a gnat,
right.
And that attention span is dictated by his inability to concentrate because of these overpowering thoughts that just jump into his head about sex. And granted, I think that some of us probably think about sex more frequently than others. I think a lot of things weigh into this, and I have questions about that, actually. So let's look at sex for just a second. Were there any indicators that people of certain religious, strong religious beliefs were more conservatively oppressed when thinking about sex?
Well, we didn't look at the connection with religion. We actually didn't ask our participants about that. But we did look at a dimension known as erotophobia, erotophilia.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who is high in erotophilia is very comfortable with sexuality, has a positive emotional orientation towards sexuality. And we found that erotophilia was highly correlated with number of sexual thoughts. So the more comfortable that people were with sexuality, the more they reported thinking about sex.
Do you think that's because they would disinhibited and were willing to admit to the frequent thoughts of sex, where the people who were, what's the term,
erotophobic,
may have had these moments where their mind went to it, but they push it back and they decided not to report it because of the impression that they would impose on the researchers about themselves.
Well, and I think both of those are likely going on in this case. Both of those hypotheses would probably account for these data. But we looked at another variable that actually addresses some of what you're talking about. We administered a social desirability scale.
Hmm.
That measures the degree to which somebody is worried about looking good as opposed to being completely honest in their responses. We found that for women, social desirability responding was negatively related to number of sexual thoughts that they reported. So that is, the more concerned they were with how they were going to be looking, the less likely they were to report sexual thoughts.
And, you know, that really plays out in life. When a woman doesn't feel good about her body, she's less likely to want to engage in sex. And that's what you're saying, right? I mean, basically, that's what this is indicating, correct?
Social desirability sort of generalizes to all domains of life. You know, it's really more about, am I more willing to tell you the truth when you ask me a question, or do I want to impress you?
Ah, now I understand. Okay,
And the reason it correlates with sexual thoughts for women and not for men is because in our culture, thinking about sex is considered much more part of the male role. And so for a woman to record a thought about sex, for some women that might feel a bit uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, because it's almost like she's perhaps desperate or she's, you know, that she's women. You're right. Society frowns on women who act first, if you will, in the game of sexuality, and they have negative names for women like that. So perhaps that's another aspect of it as well. When women are coming to this, now I like this idea of desirability, social desirability. The college students and those, you know, they have a term, you know, when someone is fronting or placing an affront or posturing, you know.
Right.
So I wonder if people who were more willing to lie about their social aptitude and the things that they actually have and so on, had more sexual thoughts, were willing to think more about sex than the people who were really honest about where they stood in the social pecking order, if you will.
And of course, even with our methodology, we can't distinguish between people who are deliberately not recording a sexual thought and people who simply weren't having those thoughts.
Right, right, right. After this was all said and done, were the students surprised at the overall rankings of what they learned?
Well, they were surprised. Now, unless they have read the recent publicity, the particular students who participated didn't know about the group results at the time, but many of them expressed on their data sheets when they returned them that they had been surprised at how often they thought about their particular topic, and it didn't matter what the topic was, whether it was food, sleep, or sex. They admitted they hadn't realized that they thought that much about it, which I think illustrates the problem with most of the previous methodology.
Yeah.
People don't record their thoughts mentally during the day.
Yeah.
They have no idea, and maybe that's why people have been willing to accept this myth that men think about sex every 7 seconds.
Is there any evidence that when the men think about sex versus the women think about sex, that the end point for the reason for sex is different? So, for instance, men, you know, it's always
it's always positioned that men are dogs and we just want to have sex for sex sake, and that women want closeness and love, and sex is a byproduct of that. Did you look at any of that kind of information?
We did not in this study. It was a sort of an initial study to establish the methodology. We did not look at the nature of the thoughts whatsoever. Occasionally, a participant would write a note on the data sheet to indicate why they may have had a greater number of thoughts that particular day or fewer thoughts. So one female student, on a day she had a large number of thoughts about sex, mentioned that she had been to a basketball game with scantily clad athletes. A male student who had relatively few thoughts about sex on a particular day mentioned that he had been sick that day. So little hints there, but we did not look at that in this initial study.
Did anyone, we have to go into a break, and I don't want the exact answer. I just want you to let me know if you do have this data. Did anyone make little notes about the type of sex that they were thinking about? For instance, you know, intercourse versus fellatio or anything like that?
No, we didn't ask them to break that down, and they didn't share
No one volunteered it either. Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. It would have been interesting. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Dr. Terry Fisher about her recent research about how frequently men really think about sex as compared to what everybody else says we do. You see, we are sensitive. We'll be right back.
Mr. Lover, 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 girl. Mr. Lover, lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. She called me.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we'll have Paul F. Becker on talking about pulsed electromagnetic fields and their effect on pain and pain relief. A lot of you are talking about earthing. When we talk about earthing and getting out there and having your feet actually touch the earth, what we're really talking about is putting the body back in touch with a normal wave, electromagnetic waveform that emanates from the earth that's 9.6 hertz. That is all but masked today by the noise floor of RF soup that we live in, from routers and cell phones and everything out there that's transmitting today. And we're going to be talking, investigating the effects of pulsed electromagnetic fields in the 9.6 hertz range later in the show. Right now we're talking with Dr. Terry Fisher, professor of psychology at Ohio State University. You know, I want to just ask a couple more questions about the sex side of this, but I'm also very interested in the eating and sleeping side, because these are things that we talk about a lot on the show. Was there any evidence that the individuals who were tracking their thoughts on sex, was there any relationship to the frequency of thoughts based on those who were actually having sex, maybe in a relationship and having frequent sex, versus those who were not having sex?
Well, yeah, I took a look at that. I didn't find much of a relationship, and so that's not even included in the article. There wasn't much there among our particular sample.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, one thing that I would like to stress before we move away from sex,
please,
is the huge variability in the results. And so, for instance, I'm looking at the men. The range for daily number of sexual thoughts was anywhere from 1 to 388 and everywhere in between. And I think that that's an important message from our study that many people are overlooking, which is the great variability between people. And so, you know, when people hear about, you know, median number of sexual thoughts, 19, I think they immediately start comparing themselves to, you know, and trying to decide, are they normal, you know, are they thinking about 19 thoughts a day? But the reality is, you know, these are you know, vigorous college men, and there's quite a range. Some of them are much more interested in or reporting many more sexual thoughts, others reporting far fewer. And we had also a very broad range for women, not quite as great. So the range for women was between 1 and 140. But that's still pretty substantial.
Yes. Well, you know, what I would love to see done with this in a future study would be to look at five critical hormones in these individuals, which could speak to the variability in range. You know, dopamine, estradiol, serotonin, testosterone, and dihydrotestosterone. Because these are the five hormones that affect libido and also the process of actually intercourse and completion through orgasm. And so it would be interesting to see, you know, there is an epidemic in this country right now that's not really spoken about because of the toxins and xeno and phytoestrogens and pesticides and blah, blah, blah. But young men are presenting hypogonadism at younger and younger ages. We have lots of college students that listen to this show, and I get emails from them all the time, and they're very frustrated because they go to their doctor and they have their testosterone tested, and it's 287 nanograms a deciliter, when 380 begins the, in my humble opinion, the hypogonadism stage. It's so prevalent now
Dr. Fisher, that the actual lab assay used by LabCorp and Quest Diagnostic has now made the bottom for acceptable testosterone levels in men 250 nanograms a deciliter as opposed to the original standard of 380. Because, you know, epidemiology is constant, is dynamic. So they're looking at populations and going, you know, men's testosterone is getting lower and lower, and not all of them are presenting with symptoms. So we need to lower what the bottom end of our standard is. And there's a lot of young guys out there that have extremely low testosterone levels. And God knows what other hormone imbalances as a result of lack of sleep, diet, and exposure to things that have become common in our environment. And I would really be interested to see that range compared to some blood work. And I predict that it will be no surprise that the guys who are thinking about sex less frequently are hormonally challenged.
That would be a really wonderful study to be able to do. It would take a lot of funding, but I think perhaps you're correct.
I think it's important work, to be honest with you, because this is, as I said at the beginning of the show, libido is an indication of the whether or not a species population is thriving or sliding downhill. And our young men are becoming more and more increasingly challenged hormonally right now. And we see fertility clinics, you know, are booming right now. I mean, back in the day, people would get pregnant by accident. And now, you know, guys and gals are having to get on, you know, bolus doses of human chronic gonadotrophins just to try to have a baby. It's something afoot. And I really think that while the mainstream media may have taken your research as tongue-in-cheek and, you know, horny college students and all that sort of stuff, you're really scraping a very, very important topic that could have far-reaching effects if we could understand it. It would be the canary in the mine, in my humble opinion. But it's going to require, like you said, some funding and pricking some fingers and drawing some blood. That's all it takes is a finger prick nowadays. You don't have to go in to get a phlebotomist. I mean, there's lots of good labs out there that use Wattman blotters now. And you take five big drops of blood, and they can run sex hormone binding globulin, DHT, total and free testosterone, estradiol, everything. I mean, very, very non-invasive. But I predict that what would be elucidated is that there's a corollary effect that's occurring with hormone levels. And I say this as a 53-year-old man who got on hormone replacement therapy in 2007. And from 2005 to 2007, I can tell you that my libido was gone. You know, put up the sign and said, gone fishing. And when I got on hormone replacement therapy in 2007, it was like 2 weeks later, and it came back. And quite frankly, I mean, I would never compare myself to these young kids, but I think about sex quite frequently throughout the day. And I really attribute it to the fact that I'm hormonally optimized now. So there's more to what you're doing than fodder for Saturday Night Live, in my humble opinion. Let's talk a little bit about sleep. You looked at different thoughts on sleep, right? Not just how often they thought about sleep and rest and so on and so forth, right?
Well, we gave them some questionnaires looking at their sleep and their eating habits and some of their attitudes towards sleeping and eating. However, that was really just to cover up the fact that our primary focus was on sexuality.
Right.
This
was your way of blinding the study, so to speak, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We didn't want to let on that that was our primary interest, so we called it a college student health study. And they didn't know that the majority of them were being asked to track their thoughts about sex. So all we really have regarding food in the article is frequency of thoughts. And we didn't break it down as, you know, to what was the nature of their food or hunger-related thoughts. We just had them track all their food or hunger thoughts.
Okay, so what was the broad range there, you know, from one thought a day to 300? I mean, what did you find there in men and women?
Yeah, for men, the range was 3 to 111. And for women, the range was 3 to 53.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so again, there's some, you know, really food obsessed people out there, and then others who, you know, apparently think about it when they sit down to eat a meal.
You know, you really, I have to tell you, I mean, my mind is running wild right now about the type of research that could springboard from this. You know, understanding the inner workings of the mind and the thought process that is the spark, if you will, that leads to behaviors is really an amazing idea. And even in the area of, you know, by 2030, it's estimated that 50% of this population in the United States will be obese, which is a scary thought. I just did an interview for NPR, and one of the things I talked to them about was that the potential obesity, the effects of this oncoming obesity epidemic poses a greater threat to our stability as a nation than bailing out the banks, bailing out GM, and terrorism combined. Because 50% of the population will literally be on the backs of the other 50% of the population. Because obese people, I'm sorry to say, and I was an obese person, that's how I got started with the show. I was well over 300 pounds on 8 different medications. Obese people are on a lot of meds, and they use the medical system quite frequently, where non-obese people just don't. And so, and it all starts with, you know, we talk about the landscape of the brain changes once you are obese. Leptin and all these other hormones play a role in this, but the landscape of the brain changes. But let's face it, when we talk about the landscape of the brain changing, what are we really talking about? We're talking about thoughts. How often do you think about food? How do you think about food? How strong are the thoughts about food? And I feel like you're really in this area as well. While this was designed to help blind the study, I think this is another area that could be quite important to now take and springboard from. Do you have any desire to look at attitudes and behaviors on food consumption?
Well, you know, I think once we establish the utility of this pretty simple methodology, that really, you know, opens up the future for research to go in a lot of different areas. And one thing, too, that we haven't talked about is that for the males, statistically, there was really no difference in the frequency of their thoughts about sex, sleep, and food. Even though the absolute numbers are different from one another, because of the great variability and the sample size, there's no difference. They're equivalent.
But when you think about men, I'm sorry, a little humor, okay? And I apologize in advance. But when you think about men, what we really want to do is have sex, eat, and then fall asleep.
Right.
So probably those thoughts actually occur in tandem with each other. You know, boy, I'd like to have sex and get some to eat and then go to sleep. So, you know, we're very simple to understand. Not complex like women.
But the women also had equivalent numbers of thoughts about all three of those areas.
Really?
And so the men had more thoughts about need-related states overall than the women, but not in any one particular area.
But, you know, when you really think about it, these are the three foundations of biological function. You know, when we talk about biological function on this show, I always reduce human. You know, we're so cool. We have iPods, and we think, and we rationalize, and we do all these things. But at the end of the day, we're an organism, and as an organism, we have certain jobs that we were placed here for. And, you know, one of them is to procreate, and the other one is then evacuate the planet to make room for the procreated. And to move on, and what has to happen is we must eat, we must sleep, and we must have sex in order to fulfill mission one. So it makes sense that we have similar frequencies in these thoughts throughout the day. This is really intriguing to me. Your research is really, really intriguing. I have a couple more questions. We're going to take our last commercial break. We're talking with Dr. Terry Fisher, professor of psychology at Ohio State. And I really think this research needs to be expanded on. There needs to be some money thrown at this and other things done along with this research to better understand what's going on here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which is been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to AgeForce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back, take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I have a great idea, Dr. Fisher.
Okay.
I shouldn't say every time. There's a lot of times throughout the day when I'm thinking about my girlfriend, I'm thinking about her in a very loving way, I'll text her, I love you, or think, you know, something like that, something a little bit more intimate that I'm just going to tell her. But you could expand the universe of this study by having people anonymously register their age and some other data and have them have one of those, you know, preset text numbers, 99530 for this and so on, and have them text every time they have a sexual thought.
Well, yes, it occurred to me that smartphones might be a really good instrument for tracking thoughts. Again, requires some funding that we don't have. For people who have a lot of thoughts, they would be sending a lot of texts.
But yes.
That's
yes.
An interesting way to do it, and it certainly would disguise the fact that somebody's participating in a study. Texting would seem more natural than carrying around a tally counter and clicking.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And because I would participate in that. I would just have to, every time I text my girlfriend, I would just do a double text and send it to the data center that's collecting my information.
And I refrain from texting her every time because I don't want to make her feel like, I'm objectifying her. But I do think about her a lot throughout the day, and those momentary thoughts. It's not like I stop what I'm doing and sit back and put my finger to my chin and look up at the sky and wait for a balloon to. But, you know, there's those momentary thoughts about, oh, what happened last night or what I want to happen today or so on and so forth. And I think I would be texting into your data center quite a bit. And, hey, listen, if you did this study, it would be self-funding if people would pay 30 cents a text.
That's true. That's true.
Kind of like voting for your favorite star on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, we would need to get a good representative sample. And I think that it truly, if it costs them to participate, then that would cut out a lot of people. So
yeah, you just have exhibitionists signing up, and then they'd be lying. They'd just be sitting home and texting all day long. And
well,
not
that's
doing
right. I mean, there certainly are some people who enjoy trying to ruin the results of a study, and I could see that would be a real fun prank for early adolescent males, to start texting.
Last but not least, I just want to touch on the sleep thing because I'm a huge proponent of the importance of sleep, something we've abandoned in this country in replacement for productivity. And in college, when I was in college, I didn't think about sleep. I thought about, you know, hanging out and having fun and all the fun things that go along with college, and sleep was more of an inconvenience than anything else. What did you learn about the data from sleep? Are students thinking about sleep more frequently because they're not getting enough?
Well, I was surprised at the frequency that many of them reported. For males, the range was from 3 a day to 253. That's quite a range.
Yeah.
For females, the range was more narrow, from 2 to 57 times a day.
Yeah.
Women
are much more serious about school than guys are. That's why. That's what I think, anyway. So.
Well, you know, it's difficult to know with these sex differences whether they are real. In other words, are the males really thinking more about these things, or do they recognize the thoughts more than the females, or maybe they have less strict criterion with regard to what they consider a thought. Maybe they're more comfortable reporting all of these things. You know, I mentioned the social desirability scale and that it correlated for women with their number of sexual thoughts. Those who are higher on the need for social desirability reported fewer thoughts. We found the same thing with regard to thoughts about food for women. Those who were more concerned with how they looked to others were less likely to report thinking about food. We didn't find that connection, however, with thoughts about sleep. And I believe that that's because we don't have stereotypes about, you know, the sex appropriateness of sleep.
Right.
Whereas there are stereotypes or expectations surrounding men and sex and women and food. Women aren't supposed to be as interested in food.
Yeah. No, I agree. And it's sad. It's sad. It's sad that we have been influenced in any way, shape, or form not to be our natural selves by any media propaganda. And I feel that women are more susceptible to that than men because marketers got the message a long, long time ago that women, whether it's now or eventually, make a lot of the decisions on how money is spent. Whether they are head of household or they are part of a couple and they're the ones that are responsible for buying this and buying that, making those kind of decisions. And I think that women have really been done a great disservice by modern advertising. It's very sad. It's very, very sad that we are not in touch with our instincts any longer in these areas. So, but anyway, so are you planning on some more research as a result of this?
Well, after we completed this study, I actually tried to collect data from adults over the age of 25. unfortunately, it was very difficult to get community adults to comply with the research requirements. They were happy to fill out the questionnaires online, and then many of them took the next step and requested that I send them the tally counter. But then when it came to actually tracking the thoughts and reporting the data, that's where my sample diminished hugely.
Why do you think that is? What would they have difficulty with?
Well, I think there was no incentive for them. There was an incentive for the college students because they were taking introductory psychology, and participating in research is part of a course requirement. They can fulfill that requirement in a different way, but for the ones who participated, there was a payoff at the end. They got credit for participating. With these community adults, I didn't have any incentive for them other than entering them into, you know, a drawing to win a gift card at the end.
Yeah.
So I think if there were, you know, a monetary payoff, then they would have been much more motivated to carry through.
I think you could probably find a good sampling in my audience. I really mean that. I mean, my audience is driven by this information, and we want to see more research like this. And I'm willing to bet that if you were to speak to my audience and tell them how to get in touch with you, you would find people that not only would participate, but would comply to the letter of your requirements just to hear what the data is.
Well, that's a wonderful idea.
So there you go. In summary, what do you want people to take away from this research?
Well, I most important thing is that the old idea that men are thinking about sex many times every minute has no validity. There's no research that has ever been done to support that idea. The men in our sample certainly were thinking more about sex than the women. They were also thinking more about sleep and about food. And there was a great deal of variability, that the men were very different from one another, just as the women were very different from one another. And so there were plenty of women who were thinking more about sexuality, for example, than many of the men.
Yeah, that's really
the sex difference is not as large as many people would have predicted.
Yeah. You know, you've also got another side business here, a great matchmaking business. eHarmony, eHarmony puts people together based on, you know, compatibility. I see, hey, Bob, you happen to think of sex 254 times a day, and so does Gene. You guys ought to get together. Obviously,
yeah,
they wouldn't graduate after that, but. Listen, I want to commend you. I know that it's fun to make fun of sex. But I really do believe that this research is the beginning of really, really important stuff to come. And thanks so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your insights and your ideas.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, take care now, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, so there you have it. Important information. I really do believe that the next study needs to include blood work, and hopefully they'll do something like that. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have Paul F. Becker on with us talking about pulse electromagnetic fields and their effects on pain and pain relief. We'll be right back. Goals, longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you
to use the coupon code SUPER.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Soldier Boy, I tell you. Hey, I got the new damn for y'all called the Soldier Boy. You gotta punch, then crank back 3 times from left to right.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. My next guest has been on the show before. God, for 6 years now he's been on the show. And he is Paul F. Becker from Earth Pulse Technologies. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Now, keep in mind that Paul is talking to us off of the coast of Madagascar. On the island of Mauritius.
No, I'm in India. I'm in India. India now.
Oh, you're in India now.
Yeah.
Paul just sent me a picture. Paul, you look like a ripped wild man. What are you doing in India? Dude, you look like you could get on stage.
You know, it's a good place to get skinny, India.
Is that what it is? Dude. Yeah. But I mean, and plus you got a beard, right? That's facial hair, right?
You know what? I think that's a warp in the glass in the mirror, because I lost my camera. So that's a cell phone shot through a mirror.
Okay, but your hair is long. It looks like it's down down to your neck, and you're ripped to shreds. And I could see abs, and I could see striated pecs, and your upper arms are all ripped up. You look like with all that foliage behind you. You look like if you jumped out of the tree, I would go, oh my God, Tarzan lives, dude.
I'm hiding out like Hemingway over here.
Oh my God, this is great. Okay, so anyway, we're not here to talk about Paul's fantastic physique. I'm jealous. We are here to talk about a couple things. First of all,
it's all related, man. It's all related.
Well, yeah.
I don't work very hard for that. I'm a desk jockey.
Yeah. And so what do you do? What do you do? Other than, we're going to get into PEMF for a second, but what do you do for your physical culture aspect to look ripped like that?
Hunter-gatherer diet, about 5 minutes a day on the Body by Jake door gym because it's portable, so I lug it around with me. And sleeping on the EP, man. No supplements hardly at all.
Yeah, you probably can't get any supplements in India, can you?
I am dry right now, dude. I flew through Dubai just to load up on sups, and I hit on a Friday morning, which is their holy day, and none of the shops they didn't open until like noon. Wow. So I'm like completely dry. No joint formula, nothing.
I have to tell you, I mean, I know I'm gushing, but you look like a friggin' wild man. It's a great shot of you. I wish it was a little clearer because I'd put it up on my blog for sure. I may put it up on the blog anyway, just so people could see what you look like. Anyway, so there's new research. Once again, pulsed electromagnetic fields are in the news. And recently on The Wizard of Oz, I like to call him, Dr. Oz's show, talking about their effects on pain and pain relief, correct? Paul, did I lose you? Paul, are you there? I can't hear you if you're there, Paul. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Jesus.
Give me the scoop. You've been talking about the effects of PEMF on pain relief for a long time. Talk about some of the research and talk about some of the new stuff that's out there.
Okay, well, he opens the show. He comes on stage. He goes, "Today we're going to change the face of medicine." Which, you know, I mean, I just updated all the bibliographies, brought them all up to date to 2011. And, you know, you see where the phases go. Right now, tinnitus is pretty hot. Alzheimer's getting a lot of attention in the last 8-12 months.
Gout also, by the way, gout is on the rise, but gout is getting a lot of attention right now.
I'm talking just about PEMF. You know, okay. I updated the bibliographies, and there's some really good studies out there. I got to be honest with you. It's all mostly head related. It's all TMS, RTMS, repetitive transcranial magnetic stim. But you got to understand these studies are like, you know, 5 to 10 days. Sometimes they're 15 days. And the exposure times are ridiculously short, you know, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10, 15 on that at the most.
Are they all using that 9.6 hertz frequency?
No, they're mostly at 1 hertz, and they still work in spite of the fact, because you know I'm very frequency specific minded. And,
right.
You know, we had that old dude, the high school or Pee-wee, remember the 72-year-old guy from Chicago or Indiana or something that trained in his basement?
He slept
in the 1 hertz, and that created remarkable change for him. You know, I mean, I just think that based on the studies that are out there, and I always bring up the NASA study, it's showing that, you know, 10 hertz, that's the spot. It's the only place where the genetic effects occur, where the cells revert back to developmental cells from mature because of some undisclosed mechanism. But that mechanism is ATP generation.
You know, I have to wonder if maybe on occasion, I mean, I sleep exclusively in the 9.6. The recover mode. But I'm wondering if I should shift it down once in a while into the 1 hertz.
You know, I personally don't think you're going to get much benefit from it, but you can do it. I mean, what I do is I fall asleep and recover. If I don't fall asleep because I've had too much coffee or something, I'll roll over after 15 minutes and put it in sleep 3, and that immediate drop in frequency knocks me out. If I wake up and recover and I can't fall back to sleep, which is very rare, I'll throw it in sleep mode 3 because it's a lower frequency. It boots at 3 hertz in delta mode, and it just sucks you right in.
What do you think about? What do you think about the effect that the 9.6 hertz has been shown to increase serotonin production? This was some of the research.
10 hertz. 10 hertz.
10 hertz.
Those studies
were
all done at 10 hertz.
The 10 hertz was, we're talking about a nominal difference here, 9.6 to 10, but research has been shown to increase serotonin production, which obviously is probably where the sleep benefit comes from its conversion to melatonin. What do you think about the fact that
at least for me, I've noticed every now and then sleeping without the magnet actually kind of makes the magnet more effective.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't go without it unless we like, okay, where I'm at right now, I'm in Goa on the West Coast, a lot of power failures. So a lot of mornings, I've been here about 30 days now. Probably half the time I wake up in the morning, the device is off. So depending on how I feel, I'll know, well, this thing probably ran most of the night or it's been off most of the night. You know, because there's a difference, man. You wake up in the morning, there's just a different charge that you got when you've been in that field all night and when you haven't been. I do not find any acclimation to the effects of this device. I really don't. So I never go off.
Well, but everybody's different. Some of us may be more sensitive to serotonin's buildup than others. And that's why I'm not talking about – I think that periodically, just on a whim, one night here and there, I'll sleep without it. I'll sleep all night. And the reason I started doing this is because I noticed that when I sleep in the recover mode for 6 or 7 days in a row, around the seventh or eighth day, I wake up very lethargic, and it takes me a long time to shake off the sleep. And so I started to think to myself, I wonder if it's because I'm accumulating a lot of serotonin, and maybe I'll sleep once in a while without it.
And yeah, that's possible. Possible.
For me personally, that's just my personal. All right, look, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to delve into the stuff that they talked on The Wizard of Oz's show, which we've been talking about on this show for over 6 years now, thanks to Paul Becker. About the effects of pulse electromagnetic fields on pain and pain relief. We'll be right back. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo Progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's
SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, man.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm attempting to upload the picture that Paul Becker sent me from India to my Facebook page while we're doing the show, because the dude looks great. I got to tell you something. Paul, you ought to start having people come to India and living with you. When you say the hunter-gatherer diet, are you truly out there hunting and gathering food?
You know how you mentioned before about you kill a buffalo, you eat buffalo for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'll buy a slab, big slab of fish, and I'll cook it, and I'll eat that for days. Or, you know, I'll get a roast, you know, and I'll cook it once, and then, you know, eat it like 3 or 4 more days as leftovers, cooked a bunch of different ways.
Dr. Mario DePasquale taught me about that. He said that's called the polyphasic eating style. That's humans actually evolved under.
Dude, we were hunter-gatherers. We never sat down and ate a meal, a balanced meal of anything. You're not designed. This is an article that appeared in one of the other bodybuilding magazines. It was about the digestive juice for protein,
right,
and the digestive juice for carbohydrate,
right,
canceling each other out. So when you eat meat and potatoes, you stay full for a long time because your digestion sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, I'll eat as much veggies as I can if I got them around, but it's hard to get organic veggies when I'm, you know, in this part of the world. So I'll tell you, man, I'm pretty carnivorous.
Well, you know what? I think it's great. And I'll tell you something else. Since we're talking about this, I mean, I've actually had paleo gurus on the show, Rob Wolf, Dr. Lauren Cordain, and we've talked about this notion that ancestrally, I mean, do you really think that Paleolithic human beings killed a buffalo and then said, hey, you know what would go good with this? Broccoli. Somebody go get some broccoli. What I mean? They didn't do that.
Well, not potatoes, at least. I mean, I'm sure they had their favorite leaves they'd grind down too, you know?
Yeah, but anyway, let's get back on track here. So the Wizard of Oz starts his show out by saying that they're going to change the face of medicine, and really what they're talking about is something we've been talking about here for 6 years. And keep in mind that Paul Becker is not a sponsor. I have him on time and time again because I believe in his product, and there's a banner ad directly to his website on superhumanradio.com so you can learn more. He has every bit of research about the benefits of PEMF up there. So if you really want to delve into this and educate yourself, that's the place to go. And as always, when he comes on the show, he offers a coupon code, which is SHR, which is the acronym for Superhuman Radio. And for the next 7 days, after this show airs, you'll be able to save $100 off the price. Plus, he gives everybody always a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you use the unit and you don't like it for whatever reason, send it back. Of course, communicate with them. Don't send it back to India. He has a location inside the United States to send it back to. But send it back for a full refund, less your shipping. Anyway, so what did Oz have to say about PEMF?
Well, you know, he started the show saying, you know, today we're going to change the face of medicine. I mean, you know, this field, the doctor he had on, the leading guy, you know, he said it's all cutting edge research. Man, this stuff's been around since 1970s Soviets. You know, I mean, in fact, they put out the most stuff. I picked up the 10 hertz pattern in the Soviet research going back to the 1970s. They took 10 hertz and threw it at everything, and everything got better. Optic nerve, glaucoma, pain, this, that, the other thing. I mean, there's no limit to it. You know,
Hey, Paul, by the way, Paul, this is don't curse, okay? I have to bleep that, but don't curse anymore. Okay. All right. No worries. Go ahead.
So no matter – okay. You've got these frequency range. One of the things they mention on that show, okay, they started out the show with MATs, okay, the MAT system. They're the, you know, supposedly the gold standard, the QRS, the MRS-2000. I mean, these are $3,800 to, you know, $6,000 devices. They showed a radio frequency device for knee pain. Pulsed radio frequency actually gives you causes genetic damage very quickly. And in the studies that this one company that's getting a lot of news right now using pulsed radio frequency, these little stick-on disposable things, the studies behind pulsed radio frequency is it's not just disturbing, or it's not disturbing the pain signal, it's not healing the cause of the pain, it's destroying the nerves that are delivering the pain signal.
God.
Okay. So this is how bad the whole genre is that the people that are promoting the thing and know that this stuff works and it has biological effect, they really don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so
what are the effects? What are the effects of 10 hertz on pain?
Okay, well let's go back to Dr. Oz. Okay, so he explains how these magnetic devices they enclose your body in this field. Okay, he's very accurate in that way.
Right.
Except for the fact that all of these MAT systems are triangular, or they're either triangle wave or sawtooth wave or a sine wave or something.
Not a flat wave.
That's
right.
Sorry?
Not a flat wave.
Not a square wave.
Square wave.
Not a pulse. Not a pulsed signal. So these so-called pulsed magnetic systems are actually time-varying magnetic fields that get bigger and smaller. Okay? It gets more strong on the surface of the magnet, and that expands the field, and then it collapses. So those things, and knowing what the stats are in terms of the Gauss output of those mats, really, maybe you're getting 6 to 8 inches of penetration, and that 8 inches, very, very small. Okay?
Right.
Now, when you go to a pulsed, and there are only a couple of devices out there, Dr. Gordon, he's dead now, his device, which was set at 30 hertz for some odd reason, he claims it regenerated the valve in his heart that he needed a new heart for, and he bicycled across the United States because his heart, you know, got so much better. You know, it was great. Anyway, that device and my device are really the only ones out there with a pulsed square wave. And a pulse, when that thing pulses off, you get a magnetic wave, literally, that goes to infinity. So that thing goes right through your body.
Ah, interesting. And just like light, it has no focal point.
It just goes.
Yeah.
It goes to infinity. It goes to infinity. But,
right.
You know, it gets very, very weak. Every inch, it gets cut in half.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that the mitochondria are responding to a frequency-specific effect where it doesn't take much field amplitude if the amplitude gets to it, okay? So you got a time varying. It's expanding. It gets maybe 6 inches in. When it collapses, 7 inches away, it gets nothing, okay? When you get a pulse wave and it goes through all the tissues and then settles back into its square, you know, the meat of the wave.
Right.
Well, I might not be any stronger. In fact, I'm, you know, not any stronger than their devices are. But at least that impact of that first pop when it coil energizes, that wave flows through. So you're getting pretty much, you know, top to bottom from the sleeping surface through your back or your stomach, you know, all the way through the body. So anyway, sorry for getting so much into the comparison.
No, it's okay.
But, you know, I get very frustrated because, you know, as this stuff comes into the general population's knowledge or the awareness, you know, the stuff is all over the map from pulse radio frequency all the way down to my stuff because I've got the lowest frequencies, you know, in the business.
Right.
So, all right. So back to 10 hertz. NASA. they did before they cleaned up the study, before they edited the study, when I first read it, it had 5 and 15 hertz and 10 hertz. They were testing baseline 5, 10, and 15 hertz. At 5 and 15 hertz, they were doubling neurological tissue regeneration, which I'd like to get into because I've had some really good feedback on stroke lately. Okay. So 5 and 15 hertz, you're doubling tissue regeneration. And then at 10 hertz, they found they were quadrupling neurological tissue regeneration, and the mature cells were reverting to embryonic-like developmental cells. Only at 10 hertz, but they never said why. They got as deep as what was going on genetically, that the signature was actually going back to developmental from mature, but they never really got into why is this happening, okay? And when you look at the other studies, which is, you know, under the heading key research on my websites, the Tong study showed that within 3 minutes of 10 hertz stimulation, there were double the amount of mitochondria at the synapse junction. And there are studies that show 10 hertz caused mitochondrial replication. There were twice as many mitochondria at the synapse junction and three times the ATP available to jump the synapse to send a message. So each mitochondria was putting out 50% more energy there at the synapse within 3 minutes of being exposed to 10 hertz.
That is amazing. Let me ask you a question. Well, first of all, how old are you now, Paul?
53. I'm your age.
Okay, right. I just want to make sure because I'm putting this up. Your picture's up on Facebook. Remember, he is 53 years old. I love this picture. This is really I love this picture. All right, I'm just hitting enter. Okay, it's up there. For anybody who wants to see the picture of Paul Becker, I said that he looks like you just jumped out of a tree, and it's the truth. But anyway, talking about this whole thing with the effects, is 10 hertz acceptable to use during waking hours, or do you think it would cause someone to feel sleepy?
It does cause people to feel sleepy, but if you're in rehab, you know, I mean, if you got something that's making you want to use it during the day when you normally use it at night anyway, then, you know, usually you're rehabbing something. So when you're rehabbing something, you know, I mean, I sent you the email on the guy that ripped his bicep off of his, you know, away from the elbow. You know, I mean, the bicep completely separated. He ran at 24/7 in recover mode, and he was back to work 30 days after the operation, and he'd done a similar injury 3 years or 5 years ago. It took him 90 days to get back, which is the going rate. You got 90 days of workman's comp coverage, and the physical therapist gave him the doctor gave him the okay to go back to work, and then when he went. And the physical therapist was freaking out because he kept checking the chart, you know, to see, or each physical therapist was looking at the chart going, when did you injure yourself?
Yeah, they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it.
They couldn't believe it.
Hey, Paul, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick it up with this a little bit deeper about if you are interested in using it throughout the day.
For pain.
We're talking with Paul Becker of Earth Pulse Technologies. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Earth Pulse banner ad and use the coupon code SHR, you'll save $100 off and still get the unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee on an Earth Pulse unit. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and test charges
unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Paul Becker from Earth Pulse Technologies. Paul, are the effects on pain when using pulse electromagnetic fields, are these effects experienced from peripheral exposure, like by putting the magnetic element right by the area of pain, or is it pain recognition, so using it by your head, you know, will help? What do you think?
Well, the research a lot of the pain research, the recent stuff, they're actually treating the brain. I mean, they're shifting.
I had a feeling
They're shifting toward what they're doing basically by the gate theory. Just handling it a different way, because those RTMS machines are so strong, they're creating such a signal in the tissue, a back EMF effect, that they're actually acting like a TENS machine put locally that is interrupting the pain signal. Okay, so I mean, they've done studies with heat plates, they call it, how much temperature you can take before it hurts. And the RTMS is running, it goes up drastically. So, you know, and they've done it with animal studies as well, and it proves through. So, you know, but you're not taking care of the acute problem when you're treating pain that way. You follow?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're masking. There's lasting effects. Don't get me wrong. There's lasting effects.
But you're
okay,
you're basically
that's
just
the question
but you're
for
basically
me. Not...
you're basically just masking the signal
when you're treating the brain as opposed to going to the injured site and working with the injury.
You would think so, but as I said, there are lasting effects. But, you know, but they do fade over time because you are not exerting any magnetic force on the injury. Okay, you are to the nerve in a certain extent because they're so strong. I'm sure that it's sending a frequency down through the nerves, you know, some electric signal. Follow?
Yeah.
Because they're hella strong. I mean, the TMS machines basically are done right around motor threshold, so your eyelids are twitching when those things are popping off because it's causing a muscle contraction.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, but, you know, I mean, it's great, you know, that they can show effect in such short times with high amplitude therapy. Imagine if you approached it a different way and used long duration, low frequency that's designed to energize the tissues so they heal themselves. The magnetic field, I don't believe, is healing anything. What I think the magnetic field is doing is stimulating the cells to get healthy again so they can heal themselves. You know, we're magnificent machines. I mean, you know, in the Methuselah, right? What, 700 years, right?
Yeah.
So, and the Bible is full of people that lived hundreds of years.
Yeah, but I don't know that I buy that because we don't really know how they were measuring. And we also, I mean, when it comes to the Bible, some of the stuff in the Bible is mythology, if you will. You know what I mean? Because remember, it's men reporting.
I get that aspect, you know. But if you go to the magnetic field, what it was millions and millions of years, or hundreds of thousands of years ago, the magnetic field density, how strong the geomagnetic field was, you know, it's been slaughtered. It's been cut by, you know, 10 or 20 times in 100,000 years.
Well, but wait a minute. Has the field become weaker, or have we above ground created this soup of RF that has just started to mute its effect?
Both.
Really?
It's done both. As the core cools and it gets smaller, crust gets thicker, magnetic field drops off. When the Earth was younger, the core was much larger. There was a lot greater magnetic field. And, you know, I mean, the studies are out there. I think the main one was the Japanese study, and they said, you know, 500 years ago we lived in a 2.5 Gauss field or something.
And what is it now, Paul?
5,000 years ago, excuse me. And 100 years it was a Gauss. So it's, you know, it's diminishing faster and faster, and we're polluting the the ionosphere with electromagnetic information carrying radio frequency, and that is detuning us horribly.
You talked
about all this hypo
gonadism.
It's food, it's air, but the electromagnetics is just, it's detuning our cells. It's detuning the mitochondria, which is detuning the cells.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I had a woman on the show, Dr. Gillespie, I believe her last name was, who wrote a book, Why Your Cell Phone Should Not Be Your Alarm Clock and 1,280 Ways to Reduce the Effects the Damaging Effects of RF. And one of the things that she spoke about was that this soup of radio frequency that we live in actually is increasing stress response without us realizing it, which is...
Sure.
Another reason why things like diabetes are so rampant, because cortisol is being pumped out, even though we don't realize it. We don't feel stressed, but our body is responding that way. And I tend to agree with her.
And that's why nobody's sleeping. That is the cause of the delta stage sleep deficit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So in summary, The Wizard of Oz did not get it right when he was talking about pulse.
Generally he did. Okay. But I mean, I'd really like to bring him up to speed on the mats and the waveforms in a mat, and the fact that you've got, you know, 20 different magnetic field emanation points, and these are all intersecting and throwing energy crisscrossing through the tissues. It's not natural. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, for symptomatic relief, symptomatic you know, local therapy you do twice or three times a day if you got a real bad problem and you're trying to get rid of it, 20 minutes at a time, yeah, that's fine. You know, better than nothing. But why spend 28 to, you know, $5,000-$6,000 on something that, Jesus, you have to stop in the middle of your day and like actually use. If you're flat on your back, it's great. Well, my device you can set for 12 hours and lay flat on your back. The other one you got to keep resetting every 20 minutes.
Yeah. Are you talking about the OnDemed or something like that?
No, the OnDemed is a that's a $20,000 machine, and that's a wand.
Yeah.
That you get, you know, very short sessions with your therapist for, God, I don't know what they charge for a one-hour session.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. When you look at all the other pulse electromagnetic field devices out there, they're either ridiculously out of range price-wise or don't offer all the flexibility and features and are still ridiculously out of range price-wise as compared to the Earth Pulse unit.
Yeah, the simplicity of it is part of the brilliance. The price is like, you know, a benefit. You know, it's like, you know, the cherry on the top.
Now, have you had any responses from any of my audience since the last time you're on that actually took the plunge, took a shot, and bought a unit?
You know, let's take a half step back on that. Last time we did a show, remember I had mentioned the report, and this feeds into the whole hypogonadism thing. Remember I had mentioned the guy's hypothyroidism correcting itself?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so June 21st, I started putting a caution in there about, you know, if you're a hypothyroid, monitor your dosage. And I told a little story about that guy. And then a second guy that was taking desiccated from a naturopath, desiccated thyroid.
Yeah, like armor thyroid or something.
Right. Okay. And they both, on both systems, had to cut it. Now, my return rate has been, you know, I've been saying 6% since you and I started, and then I got it down to about 4. It since June 21st, it's well below 2%.
Is that because you added those two things? You think that people who are responding thyroid-wise were sending it back?
There are supposedly, according to the WHO or wherever I found the data, something like 5% of Western Europe and North America are hypothyroid.
Yeah, I got you. 5%?
Excuse me, 7%, but 5% were on meds.
So
there's
there you
your 5%. My return rate overlap pretty good. Look, that's the only thing that could have dropped my return rate to 1.5% since right when we did that show in the middle of June.
Interesting. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the value of using pulse electromagnetic fields and exposing the entire body to them versus just the head. We're talking with Paul Becker from Earth Pulse Technologies. You can learn more about the product by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Earth Pulse banner ad. And if you decide that you want one, you can save $100 off the price for the next 7 days. Let's see. Today is December 8th. So for the next 7 days, you can save $100 off the price by using the coupon code SHR. If you happen to hear this show after those 7 days, you can still save $50 off the price by using the coupon code SHR. Check it out. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4
Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
50. Robbie F50.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Want to see what all the rage is about the Earth Pulse Unit? Remember, we're talking about some of the health benefits of the Earth Pulse Unit, but we've done shows that detail its performance-enhancing effects, and they are undeniable. If you want to try an Earth Pulse... Yeah,
undeniable?
I know.
Undeniable?
Yeah.
How about like...
remarkable.
You know. Yeah, remarkable.
No, I mean, seasoned elite powerlifters adding 100 pounds to a bench press move in just a few weeks. And I have the tapes of it. We played it before. But anyway, but here we're talking about the health benefits of the Earth Pulse, which, you know, I'm all about health and getting stronger, not one or the other. But with that being said, if you want to see what all the rage is about, try an Earth Pulse unit. Save $100, first of all, by ordering it in the next 7 days. Today is December 8th. And use the coupon code SHR and have a 90-day money-back guarantee. If it doesn't do the things that you expect it to do, send it back. And if you are unfortunate enough to listen to the show after the 7-day window, use the same coupon code SHR to save $50 and still the same 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee is unheard of, folks. I don't know any supplement companies or any exercise equipment companies or any manufacturers of anything at all that are designed to make you healthier and stronger that tell you, use it for 3 months, and if you don't like it, send it back. I mean, a lot of them will do 30 days because they feel like, oh, in 30 days, you really won't know if it works or not, and you won't send it back. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the Earth Pulse banner ad. Click it, and all the research is up there. Paul, do you think that if I'm having some issues with sleep right now, but I know what it's from. Do you think that if I moved my magnet from beneath my bed to beneath my pillow, that it would be more effective for sleep only? I mean,
yeah, definitely. I mean, it reconditions you too. So when it goes back under the mattress, like after you say sleep like that for a week, remember I got back from India, we did a show and I said, you know, I was sleeping on a really thin mattress and I came home and hadn't touched the Bowflex or done any training for 6 months. And sat down on the Bowflex and had a great workout. I mean, I was a little bit stronger than when I left because running it on your head is boosting a lot of neuroendocrine hormones.
Well, I just published something in my blog this past week that muscle fatigue is in your head, and there's been plenty of research that shows that. Yeah, how muscle fatigue originates in the brain. More research that shows that. And so clearly that's quite possible. You know, based on this, if I started using it under my pillow, maybe it would all not only help me sleep better, but enhance my performance in the gym. I've been using it whole body because I'm trying to recover as well.
No. You'd actually be, I in my manual, my current documents, I tell people that once you get acclimated to the device, you're sleeping well with it under the mattress, try putting it under your pillow a couple times a week, because I swear it does, it does boost brain function. I swear it does. It has to, you know, because I mean, your head is really in that field. It's not just the signal that you're getting from under the mattress. You know, I mean, you're talking about 0.005 Gauss maybe. You know, a Neekin little magnet is 1,100 Gauss static.
Right.
We're talking about at a diagonal from under an 8-inch mattress to your gray matter. You're talking, you know, 30 inches maybe.
Yeah.
If it's under your chest. So, you know, it doesn't take much, man. So you know, a couple of nights a week under your pillow, man, your brain's getting boomed. And at the same time, it's impossible to maintain a thought process because there's enough signal going through the gray matter. If it's under the mattress, yeah, you can sort of lay there and kind of think about some stuff. But if it's under your pillow, I find it's just impossible to maintain a thought process.
You know what's interesting? And I know you may say that I'm crazy, but when I do put it under the pillow, I actually can feel the pulses in my head. It's almost like an undulating effect. I feel like an undulation
sure.
in my facial muscles. In my facial muscles.
Oh no way! I can't feel that, but I definitely feel like a woo woo woo.
Yeah,
and some of that could be blood flow because you got capillaries that are dilating under the effect, which is part of what Dr. Oz said. You know, you're dilating capillaries. You're de-sticking your platelets. Your platelets get de-stuck so that they're flowing properly and they're, you know, just a platelet at a time going through the blood vessels. And you're speeding up the inflammation process of getting more fluid into the area so it can get moved out faster. And he talks about, you know, just he really, as technical as he got was better blood flow into the area and speeding the inflammation process so it goes through the natural inflammation process much faster.
So you come out, so you reduce inflammation time under the curve,
sure.
In other words.
Yeah, but you get the same effect or better because you got so much more blood flow.
Have you ever looked into the theory that I talked about on our last show that those of us who have a higher degree of iron in our blood...
Iron, I did actually.
What did you find?
I have actually put that into the electrosensitive segment where, you know, if you feel agitated, if you sleep worse your very first night, you're agitated, you need to move that thing far away from your body. And I suggest checking your iron levels because someone, believe it or not, after the show, something else crossed my desk and I went someplace else and I found the same thing. So I said, you know, that can't be coincidence, right? So I put it into the user stuff.
Good.
And then, okay, and then as soon as it went out, within a week, I had a woman come back and say, my iron levels are low, yet I'm electrosensitive. Maybe it's either or. Maybe unless your iron levels are within acceptable range, you get electrosensitive one, you know, somehow, some way. I don't know.
I just, you know, recalling Magneto on X-Men, you know, his ability to pull iron out of that guy's body. But, you know, it just stands to reason that iron has magnetic effects and is sensitive to magnetism. So it just kind of.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely ferromagnetic and highly conductive.
Yeah. So in summary, the pulsed electromagnetic field does have a positive effect on pain relief.
And on a distance too. Okay, so let's real quick, since we got 5 minutes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Yale study that I did back in 2005, the old analog device under the mattress, lower spine, lumbar, directly under the lumbar, they judged pain on a scale of 1 to 10, and they judged sleep on a scale of 1 to 10. The doctor told me these are my dead enders. They come for their drug, you know, they're re-up on their prescription. I give them a once-over. He said they've got failed surgeries. They're all on heavy pain drugs. He goes, if it works on 30% of them, I'll be impressed and I'll want to go further. It worked on 78%, either on sleep, pain, or both. 78%. Got a more than 30% reduction in pain, or had 30% better sleep.
That's impressive.
Yeah, 6 had both, and 2 had, one had better sleep but same pain. The other one had less pain, same sleep.
What if two people are sleeping together? Is it wise to both have your own, or just put it in the middle? I find that I gravitate over the magnet. So putting it in the middle is a problem.
It depends on how sharing you are.
Well, I don't mind. It's not that I'm not sharing.
You can spoon over it, okay? You can spoon over it. But
unfortunately,
you know,
I can't spoon all night long. My shoulders hurt if I lay on my side all night long. So.
Can you have two? Listen, two in a futon bed is doable, okay? It doesn't interfere with it. If it's right under you and it's right under her – whatever your preference is, because not that there's anything wrong with that. You sync up to the right, the frequency that's under you. I was amazed. My girlfriend wanted her own for a long time, and I never wanted two in the same bed. And then when I was testing a couple of new frequencies at night, she wanted recover. So I gave it to her, and I realized there's no bleed over whatsoever.
But what about what we just said, that the wave goes to infinity? Wouldn't it make more sense for you to make a well, let me back up. What if I got one of those 2-into-1 phono jack mini jacks, right? And I went and I bumped my power supply up to 12 volts instead of 7.6 volts. Wouldn't that solve the problem?
Yeah, you could do that.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm
going to do. Yeah, you could do that. Yep. Get a 369-12, like we talked about when Eric was on.
Yeah, I have one. That's what I have.
And then just get a splitter and then a second magnet.
How much would you charge customers for a second magnet?
The magnet is, we don't have the connector, but you can probably get it at Radio Shack. It would be, shipping is horrendous. That thing weighs half the weight of the entire system is that magnet.
Oh, I know. I would imagine more than half.
If I say $79, I'm probably losing money on it. So
well, then don't say that. Do me a favor. I don't want you to do something on the fly.
No. Hey, if somebody buys a system, I'll put a magnet in there, but I can't absorb the cost of it. You know, the extra one. I mean, it's I would have to say $89 for me not to lose money on it.
Okay, so $89 for an extra magnet, but it will not have the connector. They'll have to put the connector on themselves. But that's easy enough. Anybody who knows their way around a soldering iron could do that for $5.
Probably, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. If you bring it to the TV repairman guy, he'll do it for
you. Yeah, exactly. Or you go to Radio Shack and ask the kid there to do it for you, because a lot of times they'll do stuff like that.
But listen, if it's on the reason I don't want to sell that thing is if, or a 12-volt power supply, is if you unplug one of those magnets so that it's running 12 volts through the single one, you potentially could catch your mattress on fire.
Okay? I have not had that problem personally.
Dude, your machine is not working, okay? It's not working. Eric put it on 12. He put it on 9 and it melted his mattress. Okay? So yours, there's something that's not right with yours.
Well, I can tell you that when I take the magnet and hold it up against something metallic, when the magnet energizes, it does not feel any stronger in the 7 volt or the 12 volt. So maybe there's something wrong with my little power supply.
There's something not right there.
Yeah. It might be my power supply.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll look into that. I'll have to get a voltmeter out and check my power supply. All right. Listen, in summary, whether your issues are pain, performance, sleep in general, you can get some value out of using an Earth Pulse unit. I've been talking about this unit for over 6 years now. We have so many people in the audience that are currently using it and love it. Every now and then I get an email or a Facebook post from somebody who's using it. I believe Dominique Lest, who lives in Mauritius, while you were there, he ended up with one, didn't he?
Yeah, he's got it in Australia right now. He's over there training, running like a madman.
Oh, is he a runner?
Yeah, he was just getting into it heavy. He was going to Australia to stay with his cousin, and he was a runner too, so they were going to be like, I don't know, running around Australia.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I didn't realize that. He posts on Facebook once in a while. I wish him all the luck there if that's what he's doing. That's fantastic. But anyway, go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the Earth Pulse banner ad. Click the Earth Pulse banner ad. Read the information there. If you're not convinced, try it for 90 days. With a money-back guarantee, you'll get all your money back except the cost of shipping, which is not absorbable by Paul because that's an expense that he cannot recover. And save $100 off if you order it within the next 7 days using the coupon code SHR. If you happen to listen to the show after that 7-day window, you can still save $50 off the price using the coupon code SHR. Paul, go to my Facebook page. Please comment on your picture. You look amazing, Paul. Paul, I'm gonna come and live in India with you. How long would it take me to get ripped like that if I come and live with you?
If you gave me 45 days and ate exactly the way I ate, 45 days.
I'm there, brother. I'm there. All right, listen, the new cutting diet, living in India with Paul. We're gonna set up a junket. We'll fly like 40 or 50 people and we'll live like Aborigines. There you go. All right, listen, Paul, thanks for being on the show, brother.
All right, take it easy, man. It's always fun.
All right, so cheers. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. Also, thanks to Dr. Terry Fisher for talking to us about sexuality between men and women. See, we men are not dogs. We don't just think about sex. We think about food and sleep as well. Talk to you tomorrow when we have Casual Friday. It's going to be a great show. Alisa has been working on a fantastic Casual Friday show. We'll see you tomorrow.